Listen to the story of wheelchair basketball Paralympian Alana Kors.
Hello, Alana. Thank you so much for joining us today to tell us more about what it's like to be a Paralympian. Sports have always been an important part of your life, haven't they?
Yes, definitely. I always played different sports as a kid, like basketball or softball. When I was 14, I discovered snowboarding. That's late for most people to pick up the sport, but it worked for me. It was a sport that was totally unlike any other. When I was snowboarding, I felt I could express myself through my tricks.
And it was also snowboarding that changed your life from one day to the other, wasn't it?
It was indeed. On December 19th, 2010, when I was 16 years old, a group of my friends and I went snowboarding near where I grew up. It was early and the resort wasn't open yet, so we went out to the backcountry and built our own jumps. I'd been thinking about doing a backflip on the mountain for a long time, so that day, I was eager to try it for real. But I pushed too hard, and I didn't manage to land. I landed on my back on top of a rock. When I crashed onto that rock, I felt my back break. I couldn't feel my board or boots anymore, and I knew something was terribly wrong with my legs.
You were taken to hospital immediately, I suppose.
Yeah, I had to be airlifted with a helicopter. In hospital, I was really confused. The doctor came in and told me that I was paralyzed, that I couldn't move my legs and feet. Now, at first, I thought I'd be able to walk again in no time. But then another doctor told me that I would never be able to walk again. At that moment, I woke up to reality. It was a terrible blow.
What did the accident mean to you as an athlete?
Well, I'd been an athlete all my life. Being paralyzed made me feel that I wasn't an athlete anymore, and that was horrible. I missed my legs and everything that came with them. Walking, running, jumping, I didn't know who I was anymore. Those were the hardest 2 years of my life because I couldn't accept what had happened.
How did you become an athlete again?
One day, I saw people playing wheelchair basketball. I knew of wheelchair athletics, but I was too proud to give it a go. But then I saw how skillfully these guys were playing basketball in their wheelchairs, you know, how they fell over in their chairs. I was fascinated. It was the first time I could imagine giving it a try, too, and to become a true athlete again.
And nowadays you're even part of the Paralympic basketball team?
Yes, I am. After getting into wheelchair basketball, I transferred to the University of Arizona to play collegiate-level wheelchair basketball. I really focused on basketball, and after years and years of playing, I finally made the U.S. Women's Paralympic basketball team.